Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there we are.
Should be too hard to get to the 300,000 range.
Oh, can you hear me good?
Yeah.
So we have to wait for Joel a little bit. Don't fucking leave again.
You left. Not me.
I know the last time I left because it went to my phone and not my headset. But the first time, after hearing that we had to wait for Joel, you had left.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, I don't know what happened, but the podcast ended. But we're already recording.
Yeah, and you can just edit it, right?
Okay, no.
Why wouldn't you be able to edit it?
Because it's like an app on my phone, and so it's not that bad. I mean, we'll as soon as Joel gets in, we'll fucking you guys will go play it. I'll do the intro, and then we'll go to the story. So it doesn't matter.
So we just have to be quiet and listen to you tell a story?
No. Because you actually, without telling you what this story is about, you actually play a part in this story. Chris does too.
I'm just curious.
Hello?
I'm here.
Did you hear me tell you about
Yeah.
Okay.
'21. Can you do some for me?
What?
Can you talk to the Ocknex for me? 21.
What?
Can you do some for me? Can you talk to my pussy ex for me?
What the fuck are you on about?
21. Do your thing, 21. Do your thing. I'm a savage. Dick size is average. But she said she still gotta have it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I expected that.
What the fuck are you on about?
I'm a savage.
Okay. Well, no, you're not.
Oh. Penis size average.
What would you recommend if I want? Can you text Joel on like Discord or Snap?
I'm playing COD. Sorry.
Okay. Don't allow COD to like.
21. Can you do some for me?
Attention.
Can you talk to my pussy ex for me? 21. Can you do something for me?
Can you stop fucking copywriting on my pussy? Like,
do your thing, 21. Do your thing. I'm a savage. Smack your booty. I grabbed it. I don't know what the words are.
I don't even know what fucking song you're talking about.
It's called Get Rich or some shit like that. I can't rich bitch. I can't remember. Rich Flex. That's what it's called. It's Drake, and he sounds kind of gay.
Okay, so like, I don't like Drake, you know.
Well, so, like the way that he's addressing 21 Savage is kind of like. Has, like, you know, like, girly pop vibes.
Well, okay, is he addressing, like, is it a diss to 21 Savage?
No, they're in the song together, and so he's like, 21, can you do something for me? At the beginning of the song, because he wants 21 to rap. And he's listing all the things that he wants 21 to do, and then he's like, do your thing, 21, do your thing, 21. I'm a saint.
There we go. All right.
Damn, that took forever.
Awkward. All right.
Hey, did you know that he doesn't know the new Drake song?
I don't listen to Drake because Drake is ass.
You don't listen to Drake?
No, because he's ass.
Being homosexual with 21 Savage?
Drake is not, like, people literally say that Drake is, like, the fucking, Michael Pope is Drake!
Well, he's BBL Drake.
He's not even the fucking wild card. Like, bro says he's the wild card, not even the in the fucking factor.
He was the best. He was, like, the greatest back then.
You
not
know
greatest,
why?
But he was up top.
You know why I like that song? Because I want 21 to do stuff for me.
I like so 21. Gay.
He's
gay.
Beautiful. He's so beautiful.
Bro, I bet you're fucking like watching his old TV show being like, oh, he's so cute.
What TV show was he in?
What are you talking about?
Wait, you guys don't. He was in a TV show.
Who? What show?
21?
Drake.
21 Savage.
We're talking about 21 Savage.
21
no.
Savage is what who I said that I want to do stuff for me. Not Drake. Fuck Drake.
Yeah. Oh, we all know he was in the show.
Degrassi. He's the wheelchair kid.
That's actually, I'm pretty sure that's wrong. But...
No, that's actually true. He was in a wheelchair.
All right, can I do the intro?
Okay, go ahead.
Never 21. Seen Degrassi.
Can you do something for me? Can you talk to the op 6?
All right, so.
Do your thing, 21. Do your thing.
I'm trying to do my thing.
21.
Fuck up!
I'm a set.
Okay.
Penis.
I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
Average. Okay.
So, hi. Welcome.
Hi.
We're doing the intro 7 minutes into the podcast.
It's actually 2 minutes.
We've been here for 7 minutes. I've been singing "Get Rich Flex" for the past 7 minutes.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. So, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Mix. I'm here joined by
I'm a big boy. I can introduce myself.
Okay, fuck you too.
You don't run this rodeo.
That's your introduction. And I'm here with a special guest, my sister, Nomad.
Oh, wait.
Why'd you have to introduce me as your sister? People are going to think I'm weird and, like, related to you.
Well, after this story, they might.
Huh?
Okay. Wait, so you're telling a story that's going to dox me? You're trying to get me canceled on my first day on the internet?
No, not at all. All right, so Joel knows what the story is, but I'm not telling you this. Well, he hasn't heard it.
Okay, let's get started with the story.
So you're fine with, like, taking part in telling the story and, like, me telling the story?
Right? Yeah.
Okay. So, what the story is about is, the time.
Well, you don't
that...
say what the story's about. You start with the story. So start with the story.
Well, I have to put a disclaimer.
Disclaimer, but don't give away the story.
I don't want people, like, if I give the disclaimer, which I have to, because I feel like if people listen to it and, you know, say, I want to try that, and end up dying, that's on, like, me and Joelle.
What are you going to do? Okay, just whatever. Don't give away the story, though.
So, disclaimer, in this story, I did not choose to do...
He did hard drugs.
What?
Yeah. I did not choose to have that, whatever happens in the story, happen to me. Okay. I don't try it at home, kids, and, yeah, I know. Alright, so, So basically, my sister down with her boyfriend. It was gonna be the first time that her boyfriend and my dad had met. My dad's girlfriend was also gonna be coming into town. My dad was at work. But basically, there was one person in my house that we're not going to be mentioning or talking about due to things happening with that person. But then there was another group. A roommate that my dad had let.
She wants to steal.
In like the apartment that we had that we're currently still living in, and then her two friends, it was a girl and like her boyfriend, I guess, but like they weren't normal, you know. The girl was like they them type culture, like
that's not normal, huh?
And no, it's not.
I can't be a part of this. I don't want to get canceled.
Yeah.
Bro. Anyways.
I do not, disclaimer, I do not consent to, like, the toxic masculinity that's taking place.
Yeah, that's all Darth Ring. That's all movement.
Oh, okay. Anyways, my dad had texted the two groups saying that was going to be in town, so they needed to leave. The first group left without like any trouble, and then the second group wanted to stay for a little bit just to chill. And they asked if they could smoke.
Go ahead and do a pre-bell.
No, not in the house, because obviously. And it was the room that my dad and girlfriend normally sit in whenever she was in town. And so I didn't want So we hung out for a bit. I kind of was like an antisocial dumbass. You know, like, I didn't really talk that much. I didn't really make that many jokes. But they ended up packing and then leaving. And then I decided to go with them just to kind of hang out for a little bit more. And, oh boy, was that a mistake. So we leave the house. Go towards like a ice cream shop. It's a, a rolling stack. Ice cream.
The roll shack.
Yeah, roll shack. Whatever.
What a way with words.
Basically, I didn't know what we were doing, but they had asked me if I wanted to smoke. And I, just to make sure, Daniel knows, I said no.
Because we say no to drugs.
Yeah, we do.
Let me work on salvage.
Yeah. Joelle, I know your past. So you totally
have it. Joelle has repented. He would say no to drugs.
Yeah, I would now.
Anyways.
I'm just gonna make more space
by okay.
And then like
but no. Basically they got to a point where it's like a metal container and then like a camera that's blocking it, like the view is blocked by the metal container. And basically we were all sitting behind this like building, and next thing I know, the roommate like pulls out a pipe and a baggie.
Oh my god, they started smoking crack?
Yeah.
Oh my god. And,
yeah, I'm being dead ass. They were doing crystal meth. But they were really, like, they were really considerate. They didn't want to get me, you know, like, secondhand high. But, ended up happening. They smoked away from me, but it was a windy day, and they were dumbasses. So the fumes came back to me. And I breathed in the fumes. And so basically they did that for a little bit. We were just kind of hanging out. And it got to a point where we ended up, like, they were going to go their own way, and then I was going to go back to my house. And so I walked to my house, and I think that I did, like, something downstairs for a little bit, went back upstairs, and then went into my room and started playing a video game. I don't remember what it was. But as I'm playing this video game, my heart starts to race. Like, my heart was beating. And I started calling the other person and the roommate to try and get them to help me. Because I was telling them, hey, I think I'm high. And they're like, no. Yeah, secondhand high isn't a thing. Even though there's hot boxing.
Hot boxing with marijuana. It's different when it's meth.
Oh no.
It's being pre-recorded, hon. Sorry. It's not live.
And so, anyways, basically, they had calmed me down because I felt like I was going to die.
Hey, if I assign hypercortisol,
which is a thing of being high. Listen to Misfits. They commonly say that whenever you're doing, like, drugs, the experiences that you have is, like, feeling like you're going to die. And that's kind of what it felt. But they got me to calm down, and I went back to playing my video game. I remember, like, calming myself down, but it was like the heartbeat thing and all that lasted for a little bit. And then my dad's girlfriend got here, went downstairs, hung out with them for a little bit, and then an hour, maybe two, goes by, and this is where Danielle can start to, like, come into the picture. So basically, Danielle gets to the house with her boyfriend. I think she went to visit my uncle and aunt real quick, right?
Yeah, we went to see Dan and Taylor first.
Yeah, and so they got here. And of course, I gave them, like, hugs and stuff. Something that... I just remember that it went from the door to the table, like the kitchen table. I was told to go get chairs, and I went got chairs, and, you know, everyone started kind of sitting at the kitchen table. And this is where we can kind of interact with our, like, own point of views. So. Which one do you want to tell first? Mine or yours?
You tell yours first, because I don't even fucking remember this visit. Like, I can't picture it in my head.
Okay, so basically we got to the table, and my dad was in the Marines, and my sister's boyfriend was in the Navy. And if you're part of the a military family that goes to one branch, you will know that the branches have, like, shit
rivalry.
Yeah, like rivalry. And so being that they went through different branches, they automatically started talking shit to each other. Chris started with like guys who ride in Navy equipment or something like that, right? And I remember the first joke that my dad said goes like, what happens when 100 sailors go to a bar? No one says anything. And then he says 50 couples come back. I think it's a funny joke. You know, I obviously think it's a funny joke. I'm not obviously like auditorily laughing right now. But whenever he told it the first time, I was fucking physically laughing. Like I went to the side, and well,
so
I like,
now you were auditorily laughing. Okay.
I grabbed my knee. Like I just found it the funniest shit in the world.
Okay, I guess we're not really doing combat right now.
And, auditorably.
Fuck you. Okay, I look up and I look towards my sister.
Matter
and she has that, you know, enjoying herself, but like she's confused on why I'm laughing so much.
No.
It was too auditory.
No.
No.
I was not confused. That was pretty much par for this course for like you being you. That you would find like a dumb joke like that funny.
So you didn't notice that I was like a little bit more myself.
No, Christopher, I did not. I did not even know that you were smoking meth. Okay, so
I did not.
You smoke meth. Not.
No, I did
so
not.
You were trying to say because you laughed, everyone should have thought you were just on meth.
Like, oh wow, Bubba laughed at a bad joke. He must be smoking meth.
No, no, I don't think that.
Bubba did
I was
that.
No, no, I did not. I did not.
Christopher's
I did
on
not.
The phone with our uncle.
I don't care. I didn't. You realize that I'm putting this podcast to the world, right? Like, out to the world.
And you're telling the world that you got secondhand high off of meth.
That's a different, though. That's a different. Like, secondhand high, I didn't smoke the pipe. But I still found out how, like, I still fucking got high. Okay? You're saying that I smoked the pipe and got myself high. I did not.
No, but you participated with hoodlums.
Hoodlums?
I did not participate. I just hung out.
Yeah, you hung out near hoodlums, and you deserve to hang out with people that don't smoke meth.
And I don't hang out with those people or anybody who smokes meth more.
Huh?
You know how cool it makes you to hang around people that smoke meth, right?
Yeah, it makes them so cool.
I mean,
yeah, it does, actually.
We should all talk about our experiences with people who smoke meth. I have quite
yeah.
a
Yeah.
This is my podcast, and this is my story. So, no, I'm lying.
Did you know that my ex-husband thought I was smoking meth, and so he... you know, would force me to turn my video camera on and show him the entire room and then accuse me that I was hiding a man in our closet and then called welfare checks to say that I was being raped by the cartel.
Wait, but you were.
I was.
That all happened.
Yeah, that all happened. He bro, ever watches this, bro, he's gonna have a fucking panic attack.
Can we go back to my story?
I was the man.
I would. Fucking
you were right, buddy. I was there.
Oh my god.
On the camera, Joel. I'm like, stop.
I'm just smoking meth on the couch.
Like, she's pointing her camera like towards the room.
So tell me more about how you did illicit drugs.
I did not!
I did not!
Okay, so basically, it went on with like joking about like military shit, and I threw a couple more like stupid jokes that no one laughed at except for me.
That doesn't mean you're high. This just means you're you.
Yeah, that's yeah. pretty par for the course.
And then we decided that we wanted to go get them to eat. And
what did you decide to eat?
It was IHOP or Denny's. It was one
That's
of those.
Right. It was IHOP in the middle of the night. That's fucking right. I remember now.
Yeah.
Lady smoked meth and said that like she wouldn't get your pancakes right, and you became an instant pussy because you wanted chocolate pancakes with chocolate chips in them.
Okay, and we're getting ahead of
you. No. She gave you chocolate chip pancakes, but they weren't chocolate pancakes; they were regular pancakes. And I about
it was the opposite. With the opposite, I wanted pancakes, and she gave me chocolate pancakes.
I remember this specifically because I immediately like went into mom mode. And about to fucking like rip the head off of this fucking waitress.
Yeah.
You looked like you were about to cry because of these pancakes. Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? Fine. I'm gonna fuck this bitch up.
Yeah, so I feel like I didn't like to be honest, I didn't have like any like visuals or anything. It just amplified my personality. Like I don't like
okay, don't and that should not
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that
I don't think you actually got secondhand high. I think you wanted to get secondhand high.
No, I did not, okay.
I think you wanted to say that you got secondhand high. Just like you say that you get drunk after drinking one Smirnoff.
Oh, you too? That happens to me too.
Bro, what the fuck? Anyway, going back to like before we get to the actual, because like I want to tell something that happens at the Denny's or like I that made me like really paranoid, but I want to tell about the rest of the house first. So basically, we all decide I wanted to do buffalo. No one else wanted buffalo action. Then I made a joke about, oh, we could go to Hooters. That was funny.
Yeah, nobody usually thinks your jokes are funny.
Then my sister, my dad, his girlfriend went outside so he could smoke a cigarette. And my phone started ringing. And my sister is like, hey, I think someone's calling you. I remember I just fucking snapped at her as she tries to like grab my phone. I just go, no!
It was because it was Alejandro.
Yeah, it was my gay buddy, bro. My gay butt buddy, my pen pal. No. It was someone else that we're not going to mention because of prior situations that I had been put into, which we are never mentioning on this podcast.
Oh, you have a modified one already?
Anyway, we all kind of just got ready to go and went to Denny's. I remember I rode with Chris and Daniel.
Yeah.
In their Honda Civic. And my dad and which I have multiple times have asked Chris why he would rather get a Honda Civic than like a a sports car, and he's always answered with the same fucking response. It's because of the gas mileage. Or yeah. Something like that.
It's fuel efficient.
Exactly. But basically, we get to the Denny's. We all get in, and we all kind of sit down, I guess, at like a table. And we all get drinks. We all ordered coffee. Me being a dumbass, I didn't like my coffee, so I switched for a hot cocoa.
Yeah, I'm an adult. Can I please have my hot cocoa?
Yeah, that was also something. That was also something that I struggled asking about. Like, I wanted to ask it, and then I was like, you know,
I took care of everything.
Yeah, yeah. I had Danielle was kind of my babysitter, but just like a
sure. Okay, watch. But you realize that even though I didn't know you were quote unquote high, I was still your babysitter. So what does that say about like every interaction that you and I have in public?
Okay, that's not every interaction. Okay.
Who is like usually like mothering you? Who asked? Who had to convince you to eat your salad on Thanksgiving?
What salad?
Oh, on my birthday. My bad. Not Thanksgiving.
Basically, not, same okay. thing.
You were like, I don't want to eat my salad. It tastes bad. I'm like, please eat your salad. Salad. Please. I have video proof.
Anyway. Then I ordered chocolate chip.
Anyways.
Okay. And there's like this thing. Again, there's things happening in the kitchen where there's multiple people in like the kitchen who look like they did meth.
Because everybody at Denny's at 1 a.m. probably does meth.
Was it Denny's or IHOP?
It was IHOP.
Okay. Anyways. Something that made me paranoid was as I'm sitting down at this table, Sheriff walks into the fucking like building. And we exactly. That was my response. Like, I was like, he's gonna arrest me. He's gonna fucking kill me, man. He's here to fucking kill me. Like, I automatically went into, like,
you know the Jordan
panic Peele, meth head mode?
You know the Jordan Peele yeah. gif where he's, like, sweating a bunch?
Hey, exactly! That was, like, that was me. That was me. Okay. So, I started thinking of like ways to get out of it. I'm pretty sure all of them ended with like one of us on the floor. I don't know why the fuck I'm thinking like that, but anyways, I remember we did this stuff and then we ate our dinner or / breakfast. And I didn't leave like mad or anything. I think that the only two people that actually left pissed off were my sister and my dad. Right?
Yeah, like, we were pretty upset about the whole situation. My dad asked a lady for sugar and she said I'm married.
What?
Yeah,
like that was something. He asked a woman for sugar or like something, right? And she said that she was married. And then it turned into this whole fucking thing where the manager got involved. Like, there was like complaints put out there. Like, there was this whole entire thing where, like, I'm pretty sure didn't the manager not help either?
They gave us a 20% discount on our next visit to IHOP.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Which they accidentally, they didn't realize this, but they gave me an employee card, meaning that they give that back whenever I give it to IHOP. So I now get like 20% off for life.
Bruh.
What's the... Did he ever get the sugar?
No.
No, she was married.
Mom, Mary, I can't. I'm sorry. What? Like, obviously, like,
she wasn't hot or anything either. Like, she was just an old lady. Like, I thought maybe she misheard him, but then I was like, nah, there's how. You work in a restaurant that sells coffee.
Why she's old.
Some sugar.
Assault! Assault!
She's old and delusional.
You wanna... like,
she asked for sugar and like she's like, why are you getting on one knee? I'm already married. I'm sorry. I can't. Like, I don't understand.
He's just sitting in the booth.
Maybe she secretly had like the hots for dad. You know, like she was like holding herself back. And then
it wasn't a booth.
I'm married.
Yeah, it wasn't a booth. It was a table. But I feel like my dad was even holding the coffee cup, and was like, "Can I get some sugar?"
In her mind, he was like holding a ring on one knee.
She only saw the circle of, like.
You guys want to hear a more interesting story?
Okay.
That'd be nice, because this story has been going on for 30 minutes, basically.
So, okay, this story will be wrapped up in 2 minutes.
Okay.
I am the guest star.
Oh, my God.
You guys should be, like, interviewing me.
All right, so, story now.
So, the story is that one time me and my ex went to the bar together, and he met all these people, and they all got drunk and, like, came to my house and started smoking marijuana in my living room. And I was very uncomfortable, but I was also drunk. And then, like, they passed the weed to me. And I was like, I guess it wouldn't hurt. And then I inhaled it into my mouth and immediately spit it back out and was very, very sad because I was worried I was going to get high for the first time in my life. And I didn't get high.
That's depressing.
I was very, very relieved that I did not get high.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. I feel like we should. I feel like because we like one thing that I want to like explain is that like I know that me and Joelle have stories, but we don't have any stories like together. And so I want to like get to a point where we can like meet up and make a story together. I feel like
I can make stories with anybody.
Yeah. I feel like we
can. That's so gay. I don't know if we meet up and make a story.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Wow. Let's meet up and make a story together. Maybe you get stuck in the dishwasher.
Can't wait to make a story in 8 months.
Hey, Joelle, I'll be your knight in shining armor if you be my Fiona.
Stop.
21. Can you do something?
No.
For me?
No.
Can you talk to the Obstinates for me?
Oh.
Do you think 21? Do you think?
Thank you, left. I can't sing my song. No one can.
Why did she leave?
I don't know. But okay, going back to the thing, I feel like we should go to Europe, right? Right? Instead of doing a cruise. And we should do edibles. Like, get Danielle to do edibles. You know. We can all get high together on edibles. Don't.
Okay.
Why'd you leave, dipshit?
I didn't leave. I literally heard everything you said after that. And the fact, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
I'm not doing edibles, and you're not doing edibles, and we're not going anywhere to do edibles.
Yeah.
Those aren't that bad kids.
They're like drugs, Christopher. What do you not understand about that?
It's not.
I had a bio. Yeah, I had like half of one, and I was so done for in the pool. It was great.
Why go swimming on edibles?
Because I didn't think I would get that high as much as I did.
Bro,
we're already gonna go on the pool, so I wasn't gonna back out. It was Cameron's pool.
Starts sailing and like swimming, and then all of a sudden he just starts fucking drowning on how baked he is, bro.
No, I was just laughing like crazy at everything.
I'm very sad that this day has come to where it's the day I'm going to have to commit suicide. Yeah. Because apparently my brother wants to do edibles, and I have failed as a big sister.
Hey guys, look at what I can do. Just goes underwater. Isn't that cool, guys?
Well, I still have plenty of space. I can't.
I don't see, okay. Look, I don't see a problem with it. Okay, I know that like marijuana, like all these drugs are bad. Like I would never do meth, heroin, or cocaine. But like if I did get a chance to experience edibles, I would do it for the experience, not for the time. Like one time, you know?
No, I don't know what you mean by that. The whole point of taking an edible is to get high.
You're just too Christian, Danielle.
Huh?
You're just too Christian.
I mean, I'm Christian.
How dare you? How dare you, brother? How dare you say you want to...
How about we talk about the fact that our family has addictive tendencies?
I don't.
You do.
I do not.
Bro, you play video games for 20 hours a day?
That's addicting. That's hurting your brain.
Okay, here's the thing. I actually don't have an addictive personality. Like
people, you do.
Like in my fucking family say that I do, but I don't. Like people like
But if isn't that somebody who has fucking... an addiction says, like they say they no. don't have a problem?
Yes, but okay, here's the thing. Like, you can't just say that, just because I'm saying that I don't have a problem means that I have a problem. Okay, I'm...
Wouldn't
like,
the people that know you the best think that you know that whether or not you have a problem?
I guess you don't know me the best then.
I do know you the best. I know you better than you know yourself.
Okay, but that's the thing. Like, you say that
there was a game called Jeopardy, I would win.
Jeopardy.
You know what? We should do a podcast. You know what?
We should literally do like a personal information game. Yeah, personal Jeopardy.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do that tonight. Let's do it tonight.
How
we do it after the podcast. We just set up Jeopardy and just put all the categories in. Show all the categories.
Yeah, and all the questions. Like, we'll do questions about ourselves. Then have other people in. And if the Jeopardy is about you, then you host it and the two other people compete to see who knows him better.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, Joel. Yeah, we'll do that after. But Joel, let's...
Like, I'll literally get off Call of Duty right now just to make a Jeopardy about myself.
Okay, you can do that. Joel, don't Jeopardy. Start it like a normal Jeopardy, like a Marvel Jeopardy or like YouTube Jeopardy.
Why would we do that right now when they can't even see it?
It doesn't matter if, like, we can't see it.
Kind of does, because we're just talking about stuff they can't even see.
We should do the personal Jeopardy for your YouTube channel, Bubba.
How would
there
we
you
do?
Go.
Joel could record it and then
No, I'm kidding.
Joel quit. Well, actually, he wouldn't actually have to edit it. If we started like Walt, like at the beginning of the Jeopardy and then end it at the end, it wouldn't need to be recorded. So all he'd have to do is like just post it on my channel, which that's I'm fine with. Are you okay with that, Joel? Or?
Sure.
All right. Well, then, I guess we can... Should we wrap this up, then?
Yeah. Let's wrap this up, and then we'll all make, like, Jeopardy about ourselves with the same categories.
Was you talking.
Yeah. But, okay, hold on. Let's do a quick Q&A about the more important story. My story.
Why don't we do a Q&A on each other so we can...
Yeah.
Study for the Jeopardy.
Yeah. Okay. Joel, you go first. Ask somebody a question.
All right. I guess we can just keep it going. Let's push for an hour. What? Yeah. Let's push for an hour. Yeah.
Let's push for 45 minutes.
How long is it for you guys right now?
6 minutes. 46.
How much? My hour 41.
Yeah. Let's just
push for 50 or something.
All right, Joel, go ahead.
Okay. Favorite color, milk?
Blue.
My favorite color?
Yeah.
It's blue.
Blue? Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good to know.
Okay, Joel's favorite animal?
Oh, that's tough. Beaver.
Bro, okay. Okay.
Beaver or
realize what you're fucking doing right now, and you're fucking memeing it. Okay, fuck you.
We can ask Chris to play too. That way, if he gets it wrong, I can be mad.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, let's restart with Joel. You're supposed to ask us a question about yourself.
No. He's trying to gather information for the Jeopardy so he doesn't lose right away.
Okay.
Yeah, what? What'd you
say?
Okay,
was that
a
name?
Huh?
Oh, right. That's fair. Okay. All right. Danielle, it's your turn then.
Okay. Joel. What is your favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant? Friendly's before the nearest one shut down. You know what that is, Friendly's?
No, we don't have one here.
Okay, it's like an ice cream. It's like an ice cream parlor with like a burger and stuff.
Okay. We should write down the categories that we're going to be doing. So we have to have 5 categories, and then we can make up questions based on those categories. So let me know. Like,
Important things.
No. I think one of them should be love life.
Love life. Okay, that's fair.
Another one should be...
You said the what? Love life?
Yeah.
Yep.
Questions about your...
Oh, great. All right.
Let's see. Let me think of another one. Favorite cuisines. Or just cuisines. We'll just do cuisines.
Too fancy of a word.
We'll do food then.
I actually like kid cuisine, you know, the microwavable meals on Walmart. They're pretty good.
Chef Ravioli.
Oh, Chef family. Ravioli. Family history.
Okay.
What do you mean by family history?
What the fuck do you think it means?
It means favorite video game.
What do you mean by that?
What the fuck do you mean? Okay. Love life, family history, favorite cuisines.
Well, I did food.
Food.
Yes. Because people didn't like the word cuisines.
Yeah, who wouldn't like the word cuisine? Okay. Anyways, drug pass.
I don't do that.
How about we just put dirty laundry?
Oh, I actually got a couple pieces of laundry in my hamper.
No, right, dirty laundry that would could include bad things about your pass, dummy.
I'm not a camper. I actually have a few things with dirty laundry in my camper.
Yeah, I gotta go put that in the laundry. Okay, or the washer. Okay, dirty laundry. Love life.
Dirty laundry.
How many categories in Jeopardy? Like
four. There's five.
Okay, five. So we have what?
Four.
Four.
We could do. I don't know.
Interests,
yeah.
Video game. Just like video games. No. So like
that would video count games. As interest.
Yeah, that would count as interests.
Interest would be like favorite, like, you know, music, colors.
I'm making my Jeopardy right now. Video I found games. The Jeopardy lab.
Send it to me. Or send it to the thing.
Yeah, the group chat.
This is fun.
All right. We can just end it here, I guess.
All right.
Thanks for watching.
Next up, you can get a guy who can handle the Nissan style. Later! Bro, is that going to be every outro?
Yes.
Okay.
No plan is light, by the way.
You're much to
your move.
Oh yeah, and then interests.
Gay.
Discord then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I'll talk to you later, Daniel. Later.